pinch and a punch for the first day of the month, as they used to say when I was in school, and we would go around pinching and punching everybody. Now, there is someone, I can't remember who it is, some podcaster, and they say something like, oh, what is it? Something really dumb for the start of the month, like bunny or something, or tortoise, some animal, I can't remember now. Who knows what that means, but the real saying is pinch and a punch for the first day of the month.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Something really dumb for the start of the month.
Rabbit. Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3170 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 1st of April, 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
Show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day, and we're gonna do some voice letters. Big Fatty! Hello, takeouters, Big Fatty! Y'all, they used to call that, what are they? Takey walkie or walkie takey or something like that. I don't know, they used to call it something like that. I think it was down in New Orleans. Perhaps, Phoenix Dave can tell us, takey outy. Maybe that was it, takey outy. Big Fatty! but they used to, at the little food cots and all, you'd get takey outy, or that's what it was called, or something. I don't know. Y'all, you are, what are you today? Big Fatty, I don't remember what you called them. Big Fatty, it really is so sad to see you heading on down the road. Now, before we go any further, y'all, on yesterday's little show, y'all, there was a message on the Twitty that Mr. Cackle was scared out of his underpants, Big Fatty, because of something he heard on the little show yesterday, and let's just go back and listen to it, shall we? Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, except it's Tuesday. Never mind. Big Fatty, what? I don't, y'all, I have no idea what that was. I don't know. I just don't know. Y'all, perhaps there's a virus going around or something. I don't know. But anyway, y'all, after I talked to you yesterday, let's see, what did I have for my supper? I had a Caesar salad. Oh, a Caesar salad, and I finished off that pizza pie. Y'all, and I forgot to tell you that Daniel Bieber told me that pizza pie is not just a cauliflower crust. It's got lots of flour in it also, and that's why it tastes just like a regular pizza pie crust. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, they wave a cauliflower over it or something. I don't know. But y'all, since I'm correcting things, when I was on Gavin's show on Saturday night, y'all, I forgot to mention that blind guy Jay was at, well, Big Fatty, you didn't see him. Well, he didn't have his camera on, it's true. No, Big Fatty, he's blind. Oh, but anyway, so I wanted to get that correction in also. And, y'all, then I watched, Watch the TV machine. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. You've heard me say this before, and I'm going to say it again. If you're not watching The Good Doctor or A Million Little Things, shame on you. Y'all, I watched the season finale of A Million Little Things, or the winner finale, or whatever the hell it is. And y'all got right down to the very end, and y'all, the last scene, it took my breath away. I literally gasped. I gasped. Biff, Fatty, emphasis on gas. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And I'm going to watch the two-part finale of The Good Doctor probably tonight. Slept pretty well. Took me a little while to go to sleep because the weather's changing and all that. I did do my evening nipple walk as well, and that felt good to get that in. got out of the love chamber about 9:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I was a sloth. I was just a sloth. Yes, Big Betty, welcome to Walnut Hills. Got up and had my coffee. Y'all, I had one of those little breakfast pizza pies. And I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, one of the things that's been hard to come by at the Von's East, y'all, is the eggs. Have you been able to get the eggs? They're scarce, but y'all, the little Italian deli grocer that I walk by every day, y'all, they have plenty of eggs in there, and y'all, I think I know why. Y'all, they're $6 a dozen. Big fatty! Came back and I, as I was coming into the back door of the villa, the doorbell was ringing, and y'all, I wasn't expecting anybody, so I didn't go to the door or anything, and y'all, I pulled it up on my camera, and it was this young guy, I just figured he was soliciting. Big Freddy, since when have you turned down a solicitation? Oh, never mind. That a different kind of solicitation. So I got in the shower and I showered and I went, you know what? That may have been the pest control guy coming to do the annual termite inspection. And y'all, I looked out the window, and y'all, the termite inspection people's truck was out there, and he was sitting out there in the truck. And so y'all, I threw on some pants and thank you, Big Fatty, went out, and we chitter-chatted, and I gave him the key so he could unlock the little gates on my to get under my porches to inspect there. But y'all, he said everything looked just fine. And I threw a load of clothes in the washing machine. Yes, Big Fatty's soiled. And so they're in the dryer right now. It probably sounds like Big Ricky's old little show, but you know he's given up on the little shows now. I don't know, maybe he's moving into the crafting castle or something. I don't know. But I've gotten on the inner tubes and I've ordered me a steak. I've ordered a steak from the Outback Steakhouse with a baked potato and some steamed vegetables and one of those crispy onions. And y'all, I'm going to pick it up a little bit later and have that for my supper. Yes, Big Freddy!
Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you. Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. How are you doing? I'm waiting for the bus again. It's not due for a minute or two, so I thought I'd call in and say hi.
Hello.
I meant to mention to you.
Yeah.
I bumped into my old friend Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster. The other day.
Yes.
He's been on the show before.
Yes, he
wanted to be remembered to you.
Yes.
And said hi.
Hi.
He also wondered if you knew of any loch-based monsters or like monsters who live in lakes anywhere in your area, you know. Apparently, there is like a version of Grindr. Oh, here. He's noisy. Showing off. Obviously, got a very small.
Tallywacker.
What was I saying? Yeah. Apparently, there is a version of Grindr for Loch Ness monsters, and you know, he was thinking of popping down to see you and Poodle, and he just wondered, is there anywhere for a big monster to stay near you? No, not that sort of monster. You know what Nessie is. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Anyway, so I just wondered, you got any information? I don't think this is a so-so question. It's probably too late for that.
Much too late.
Nessie just wanted to know if there was anywhere he could stay nearby to you.
Well, we're near the ocean.
I mean, he doesn't want to stay in the villa. He knows that probably not got the room.
Right.
But, you know, is there a big lake or anywhere near you where he could stay? He's going to get the social dating apps working whilst he's down there. So, you know. Anyway. Okay, just passing on that message. I hope you're doing okay. Hi, Poodle.
Hi.
My bus should be turning up any minute, so I better be ready for it.
Yes, be ready.
Okay, I'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you for calling.
Bye for now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti. Paul, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And it sounds to me like you and Scotty hang out in the same places. Is very, very noisy. Yes, Big Fatty. And please, please give our best to Nessie also. We are near the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, that's probably 8 miles away from the villa. However, I'm reminded that there is a retention pond just down the hill from the villa, but there's a sign up that says, beware of the alligators. So I don't know. A Big Fatty, that could be like a bed and breakfast for Nessie.
Oh, my goodness. I wish there was a way to do double speed on your voicemail intro. So slow when I've just been listening to your podcast at double speed. Anyway, this is Adam, and I was just listening to your little show on the way to work, and you were reading Kathy Bacon's email, her so-so question, and she said, do you use a clicker for your decor? And I think what she's saying is when people decorate their houses for Christmas and Easter and Thanksgiving and Halloween and all those, you always give us a count of how many houses have decorated. So I think she's saying, do you use a clicker to count the houses that are decorated? So now I'm becoming a Kathy Bacon translator. Thank you very much. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is old Cricket Hat. And Adam, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, we answered this question a long time ago. Well, I know it, but this question is from the early part of March. And y'all, you can tell it's from the early part of March because y'all, he was listening while he was driving to the coal mine, the Walmart mine, Big Fatty. And I'm thinking about getting one of those clickers. Big Fatty, we may be quarantined. Maybe I'll use the clicker to count the number. You know, Mr. Cackle ought to get one of those. Count the number of days that he's been in quarantine. Oh, Big Fatty, I think he's got that under control already. Well, at least until we get to 21 days. Big Fatty Vulgar.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's up here. Gee, I have an excellent question. Well, I think it is for you. Play the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep
Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from out there on the left coast. Y'all, it's from that Peter G. Peter G., what do you got for us?
Big Fatty, it has come to my attention that some people, when they're sitting on the toilet, actually turn back and look at their output. I don't know what they're looking for. Maybe if it's purple or something, that would be a sign of a medical problem. Or maybe if it's an unusual shape, maybe it looks like Lyndon Johnson. I don't know. But my excellent question is to you, Big Fatty, do you turn around and look at what you've done in the bowl, so to speak? I don't understand why anyone would, but what do I know? Anyway, I hope you're doing well, and I hope that's an appropriate question for a short week. Anyway, we love you, Big Fatty. I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is that Peter G., formerly of that Lotzel little show. And Peter G., lovely to hear your voice. Thank you so much for the call. And this is indeed an excellent question. I'm sorry I didn't get it in during short week. Big Fatty, you didn't even get it in during short month. Well, and Peter G., the answer is, of course I do, because y'all, there's a grading system. I either grade it as unacceptable or acceptable or significant or holy crap, I need to take a picture of this and send it to someone. Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I know with everything going on in the world, the one question that keeps coming to everyone's mind is when will Love Island return to CBS? And y'all, it's been announced that it's going to come back on on the 21st of May. Of course, that was announced on February the 14th. And y'all, I don't know that that's going to happen. Just like I'm not quite sure what's going to happen with the Big Brother. Because, you know, it starts towards the end of June, but they've got to, you know, find people and all. But if they do it, the Chinbot is coming back. And, y'all, one last thing. Old Vader went to get something to eat the other day, and, y'all, he checked on the price of the gas at the Sam's. It was $1.64. I say, y'all, I hope you have have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all remember, it may be April the 1st, but y'all, no April Fool's jokes today. I think, we got more important things to worry about. Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, it's a voice you hear on Voice Letters nowadays. Y'all, he's had to put down his little show. Big Fatty, it was a sad day. But y'all, it's the little Ozzy Battler and Scotty. Now, there are no April Fool's jokes today. So what did you think of today's little show?
Something really dumb for the start of the month.
Oh, it's not just the start of the month. It's every damn day in between, too.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.